I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get, well, all the lines are all jammed up. So I want to thank you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. And we did post that link for the drive letter issue. And so the irony of this is, you know, Microsoft comes up with these updates that they slam down your throat and update your Windows 10. And in this case, they forgot to rehide the drive letter that is running short on space. So they give it comes up with this annoying pop-up that the caller was having. And so we actually posted a 2015 article that Bob found that shows you all the different ways to hide the drive letter again so you don't get the darn warning from Microsoft saying you're out of space because of us, because we shouldn't even be telling you this, but because we forgot to do what we're supposed to do, we're telling you anyways, and we don't want you to use your computer because, you know, we don't need to do anything important on it, right? It's just insane.
You know, you got to get to the bottom line. The bottom line is all these computers run on computer code.
Yeah.
Computer code is written by human beings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know, I don't know any perfect human beings.
No, of course not.
People make mistakes.
But they got to test this stuff. I mean, this happens every now and again.
Testing costs money. Come on.
They got billions. Come on. Let's go to your calls. We're going to go to Antoinette in Fairfield. What's going on, Antoinette?
Okay. I need you guys' opinion between the PC versus Apple. My son is telling me that it doesn't matter now with the Apple when it comes to software like Word, Excel, and other software. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter now. Mm-hmm. Apple can handle it because he's got something he wants to give me, and I'm telling him I want to go to PC because most software and things I would have to do, people need it through like Word, which is Microsoft.
Right.
But
right.
He's saying it really doesn't matter now anymore.
I will tell you, you got a great son who wants to give you a computer. That's number one, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. He's correct. Apple can run most applications, especially for home use. You shouldn't have any issues running most applications that you'd want to run, Word and Excel, any Microsoft applications work in Mac, Apple Mac. So if he wants to give you an Apple, that's great. He's going to spend a lot more money on the computer, but he obviously is a fan of Apple, and he wants to give his mom something nice.
Just make sure you get the Mac versions.
Yeah, you have to get the Apple Mac versions of the software. Good point, Bob. So he's
the Apple Mac, right? Because the one thing that I want, because I have a PC, I have an iPad, which I love.
Yeah.
And so I'm used to that. Mm-hmm. And when I'm at his house, I can, you know, work his Apple, you know, the software.
Nice.
I just don't like Apple's Pages and their Excel equivalent. They really suck to me.
Well, that's back to preference.
My brother
then
is saying that most software is made for the PC. So that's where my confusion is. You know, why don't I just go with a PC? I'm looking at, if I get the Apple, you know, I'm looking at the Mac Mini. I don't want a tablet because I have the laptop because I have the tablet.
Right.
And I take that with me.
Yeah, your brother's correct too. I mean, again, most software is written for PC, but Apple can run most of it. But your point that you really have to think about is your usage. If you don't like sitting at your son's Apple in his home and using the operating system within his home, you're not going to like it when you get it from him as a gift. And you may not end up using the tool because he wants you to use the computer, right? So it is nothing wrong with your preference saying, son, hey, you know what? Thank you for the Apple gift, but I am more comfortable with Windows. That would be the same for me. I am more comfortable with Windows. I will use Windows probably until the end because until they eventually get taken over by Google, but that's a whole other issue. But I'll always use Windows for now, and only because of preference, even though I can have an understanding that Apple's a good product as well. So he's trying to give you a great gift. Your preferences, Microsoft. There's nothing wrong with that, and there's nothing wrong with you preferring that. And making you learn the new Apple the Apple interface can slow you down. You may not want to do that. So it's back to preference, but they are both correct. Apple can run almost all applications out there that you're going to want to run generally.
Okay, one quick question. Your experience with, like, the Mac Mini as a PC, because it's small, it doesn't take up space, and that's what I'm looking for, not having a tower.
Yep.
Have you had any experience with the Mac Mini?
I haven't personally, but I know the owner of Tab does have a Mac Mini. But you can also look at Intel NUC computers, and they're called Nooks, and they're really tiny as well. So you can find very small Windows-based systems as well. So if you tell your son, look, you know, I like the idea of a Mac Mini, but can you also look into an Intel NUC NUC computer, a very tiny box, that can do the same thing for you and maybe make you happier because it's in a Microsoft environment that you're more familiar with.
Okay, when you say NUC, it's N-U-K-E?
N-U-C.
Oh, NUC. Okay.
Yep. We'll put a link for you. We'll put a link as to an example so you can look at it. Maybe your son can get that for you instead.
Okay. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Antoinette. Thanks for the call.
I love you. Okay.
Thank you. Bye. All right. Bye-bye.
That means next unit of computing, in case anybody wants to know what the acronym means.
Yeah. Next unit of computing. That's just an Intel marketing gig.
Of course.
Scam there. We'll put a link up there for you, though. It's a good product. We build them for our clients as well. Let's go on to George in East Hampton next. Hey, George.
Hi, good morning. I have what I expect to be a quick question.
Okay.
My auto detect analog input entering power save. I'm just reading off my computer screen, my screen that just went blank on the monitor.
Yep.
Is that indicating I need a new monitor probably?
No. It just means it went to sleep on you.
Yeah, but it does it randomly and
it's not random.
My work.
It should be during a set time. Go ahead, Bob.
It's going to be during periods of inactivity. So your monitor is set to go to sleep after a certain number of minutes. You could set it down to number of seconds. You could set it down to 5 minutes.
Right.
You could set it to 10 minutes, or you could set it to never.
When you shake your mouse, does it wake back up again?
No. And it does it when I'm using it.
Oh, that's not
good.
I
could be working on the internet. I could be on one of the local programs. I could be playing solitaire, and it goes...
Then what I would do is first check your connections and make sure that they're properly seated. You may want to unplug them, plug them back in, and make sure that they're really seated. I've seen that happen where the plug was only partly pressed in.
Right.
And so then, you know, the heat and cold and what have you, they just does that. It could be that your video card, it could be on board video, that might be starting to fail. But before I would start doing that, the first thing I would do is look at the connectors.
Right.
And the second thing I would do is if I could borrow another monitor and plug it in and see if it still does it.
Yeah. Do you have a second one you could try, George?
No, I don't. I have a second HP Pavilion. They're both pretty old.
You could swap the whole computer, I guess, and see if it's the computer causing it, because it could be the output of the display causing the issue. Also, on the monitor itself, it probably has its own menu. And you can go into the settings of the menu of the monitor itself and see if it has any power saving or sleep settings on it. You have to go through like buttons on the monitor itself and turn off any kind of power saving on the monitor itself and see if that solves it. But
all right.
It could be many different things causing this, from like what Bob said, a connection issue. It could be a monitor could be going, or it's falsely sensing that you're not there, which it could be a display problem on your computer itself, the display driver. And the hardware on your computer. So many different aspects. It's not a quick question, of course.
Great. Thank you very much for the advice. I get in the car to drive just to listen to you guys.
Oh, that's the best, George. We appreciate
it. And as concerned Apple versus Mac, I've done both.
Yeah.
But if you're doing illustrative programs, Mac is certainly the one that has the best capability for that.
Sure. It's all preference and tool, right? Whatever you're going to use it for.
That's right. So. Okay, thank
George,
you again.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening.
You're welcome.
All right,
bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Again, I got to remind you guys, and I've done this just recently. I'm a News Talk junkie since I was in college, and I listened to WTIC News Talk 1080 since then on the AM band. But this station really doesn't tell you a whole lot about the fact that they are simulcast on the FM band 96.5 HD2. So if you have an HD radio, you can listen to this station in amazing HD quality so that Ray Dunaway in the morning will sound exactly like Optimus Prime coming through your stereo. And on high definition, I just figure I should tell you, somebody should tell you that you can get a great signal if you want another one. If you have any issues going, you know, sometimes you go under bridges and your AM signal cuts in and out. FM does a better job. So if you look at 96.5 HD2, you'll listen to the same station here, but in high definition on the FM band. We're going to step out for a quick break. Scott, Bill, and Joe, hang on. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. And we have one line open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. If you're listening on the stream, anywhere in the country, 1080 will pay for it. 1-800-966-WTIC. Let's go on to your calls here. We're going to go to Bill in Windsor next. Morning, Bill.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you, sir?
Terrific. I'm calling because recently, within the last week, I've been reading several articles, the most recent this morning on NBC Connecticut.
Yes.
And it's essentially saying the FBI warns users to reboot their routers.
Yep.
It's indicating that over 500,000 homes have been infected by a VPN filter.
Right.
Malware, and they want you to shut your router after 30 seconds is the first approach, then doing a factory reset to that.
Right.
Is
we
this
talked.
Real? Is
yes.
This done or?
We talked about it last week, Bill.
Okay.
And it is real. And just doing the power reset has turned out to really not be enough. So
okay.
You should consider, which I know kind of stinks, factory resetting your router and setting it up
okay.
again. So if you look at if you go download the manual for your router, there's a way to factory reset it. This is for home users, most likely your home. Router or your small office, home office style routers, not business grade routers so far have not been impacted. It's the
this is on a link 6A6900.
Exactly. There's a list of actual routers that are impacted that has recently grown, and we can put that article up that we've got that talks about the folks that are most likely impacted by this issue. Rebooting
okay.
it is not necessarily enough anymore. VPN virus that's come through is more persistent than they thought. And so if you factory reset it, like you got it right out of the box, then you can set it back up again. That should kill the connection. However, you got to reset your router, which means you got to reconfigure your passwords, maybe reconfigure your SSID, your Wi-Fi, all that fun stuff. So it's a beautiful Saturday. I don't know if you want to do it today. But you should do it. Rebooting it minimally. But maybe you have to factory reset it to be fully rid of the potential threat. I think the Ukraine, though, was the biggest target from what I've read. But it is something you should consider doing. It is definitely real. It's not fake news.
Okay, because I read these, and I tend to go with the philosophy of not trying to fix problems that don't exist. So I haven't done anything, but I'll have to look at this then.
Yeah, it is real. It is something you should consider doing, and we talked about it last week.
Okay, one second question on this router.
Yeah.
I have it configured two different ways. I have it on a 5 gigahertz and a 2 gigahertz.
Yes.
And I noticed that in my yard, the 5 gigahertz, I've lost connection with it, but the 2 gigahertz is still connected further
yep.
out into the yard, which I find puzzling.
Yeah, the 5 gigahertz connection has more speed but less distance.
Right.
And the
okay.
2.4 gigahertz band has more distance but less speed.
So that's completely normal,
okay.
Bill.
Okay.
And while you're doing this.
Thank you. I appreciate that, knowing that.
Yeah, while you're doing this reconfig, consider configuring OpenDNS on your router as well.
You should.
If you're going to reset it anyways, you may as well go in and set the DNS settings as the OpenDNS IPs when you reconfigure it. That way everybody in your network will now be safer when they use your internet.
Okay.
So there's some benefits to doing this, but it is a beautiful Saturday, so I would wait too. But rebooting it minimally.
Okay. Okay, and for your caller, I think her name was Aunt Annette.
Yeah.
On Apple, I like I like pages and numbers way more than Word and Excel. Once I started using those two softwares, I've never used the Word and Excel any longer. So,
who is Page and Numbers by?
That Pages, it's an Apple software. Pages is Word and Numbers is Excel.
I gotcha. So it's their competing product?
Yes.
Gotcha.
So they work well. And it's all three of them, Keynote is the other one, all work off the same platform. So once you've learned the format of using one, the other two are instinctively simple.
Gotcha. So we got to learn a new way to do it, but nothing wrong with that. So, all right, Bill.
Okay, thanks for your help today. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Our pleasure. You too. Yeah, we were actually going to bring that news article up again, but we didn't get to it. So, consider rebooting your router and considering factory resetting it. But go to the computertalkwithtab.com. We're going to put the link up there for you because I think this article actually lists the affected models of routers, according to the FBI, that you need to be aware of. So if you have these specific models that we're not going to list them all here for you on the air, but then you should definitely consider doing it. I guess go to your calls again, right, Matt? I can go to Tolland, I think, and Scott next. Hey, Scott, what's up?
Hey, I don't usually listen to the radio at home because we don't get good reception, so I listen in the car. But back when we had the tornado warnings and stuff, I wanted to listen, so I rushed in to listen online.
Yeah.
And when I do so, I think I click some things, and I think I went back later, says you don't have to click these other things and agree to them.
Yeah.
So I clicked on a bunch of things just trying to get up quickly, and now I'm getting like extra pop-up windows, either a window or like new tabs in my browser.
Okay.
Just pop-up stuff, and I don't know how to get rid of them.
Yeah, and it may not have been a cause of what you did either. It could have been some other browsing that you did that caused this. This is, again, a browser-type hijack, pop-up hijack, based on your surfing. So clear your cache. If you go to your browser cache, clear it to see if that takes care of it.
I'm not that sophisticated.
Which browser are you using? Firefox?
Using Chrome.
Chrome. Okay, we'll put a link on the website for you to follow to how to clear your cache. You can also run something called Malwarebytes. It's a free malware tool. And see if you have any malware loaded on there. And also, do you have a smartphone?
I do.
Download the radio.com app. And if you download the radio.com app on your phone, you can then listen to WTIC on your phone, stream it over your Wi-Fi in your home. And if you have a Bluetooth speaker, you can link it up to a Bluetooth speaker and listen to it that way through your radio.com app. So you're not dealing with this. You're dealing with a stream, but it's a different type of stream. You just write through the app, which is kind of nice.
Okay. So you're going to put me up a link or something to go get the instructions on what to do?
Yes, sir. We're going to put a link up as to how to clear your cache in Chrome. That should take care of the pop-up issue, but if you want to be doubly sure, run Malwarebytes to make sure you don't have any malware that's causing the pop-up.
So there's pop-ups and just like new tabs in the browser.
Yeah, they're trying to auto pop-up stuff, and you might have a block that's occurring where it's a blank page, right? You're not seeing anything?
No, it'll come up, and it's like some site, there's a survey, or I don't know, sort of, I just click off them when I rise, that's what it is. But they've been coming up a few times a day.
Yeah.
Typically, like, when we open a new tab or something, and like, another one will come up, too.
Yeah, it could also be the website you're going to, but we'll put some links to try to clear it and see if that prevents it.
We were doing this all the time, like, nothing, and then as soon as I did that thing with the...
Yeah.
It started exactly then.
I hear you. Fair. We'll put a link up here for you to see if we can clear it for you and go from there.
Okay, so I go to
computertalkwithtab.com, the name of the show.com.
Okay.
All right, Scott?
All right. Great, thanks a lot.
You got it, sir. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. We've got two lines open for you. This is Computer Talk. Everything we've talked about has been posted live by Mike G. He posts everything to our old-fashioned website and, of course, Facebook. If you follow us on Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg deems the news worthy, it'll get to your news feed. Follow us at Tab Computer Systems. And if you follow us on Twitter, right below Trump, Tab Computer Sys on Twitter, it'll go right to your news feed again if whoever the dinglings at Twitter deem it worthy. We'll be right back. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here at 11 o'clock. Two lines open. Feel free to get online. 800-966-WTIC. The station will pay for it, no matter where you are in the country. Love to hear from you. And, of course, 800-966-WTIC and 860-522-WTIC, the local number. Let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Kyle in Durham next. Hey, Kyle.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning.
I just wanted to say before I get to my question, you've been talking about the HD2 option.
Yeah.
For this station, I just wanted to tell people who haven't, you know, like me, kind of lower tech that haven't graduated, like the satellite radio or something, HD is a wonderful option. I have it in the bus. You can ask Matt. He'll know what I'm talking about. But it's AM stereo. It sounds just like FM, and most FM stations have two or three HD options.
Yeah.
And some of them include, you know, commercial-free music and everything. So
yep.
HD is a wonderful option.
It really is. It really is. I wish we talked about it.
A free option.
A free option, exactly.
If you have an HD receiver, it's great. Anyway, my question, I like to put together music on thumb drive and basically, you know, music lists or mm-hmm. sets of music. And I have one particular, it's kind of like for sound reinforcement, like a DJ thing that, you know, has the option of the USB or the Bluetooth or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I get kind of a, once in a while, and it's only once in a while, and it has its good days and its bad days, but I get kind of a stutter in the music.
Yep.
And I just wondered, is there anything that I can do? Is it just that particular system, or does it have anything to do with the size of the thumb drive or sampling rate or anything like that, or just...
So is it on different computers that you're using this?
Well, yeah, I can use it, you know, in that. Well, I can, you know, anywhere I have a USB port, but I'm just saying I do have this one particular system. I'm just wondering, is the processor just not, it's just not handling it?
Well, it's all the above. So if the computer has a slower USB port, there's USB 1, 2, and 3, it may not move the data fast enough. The USB drive itself might be one of the older versions. It could be simply, yes, your processor. It could be RAM. It could be the program you're using is not getting the data in there fast enough, and you're getting that stutter. Obviously, copying it to the local drive, it should work better off the thumb drive. How many files are you putting on there? Can you move them to the local drive and see if it's faster for you?
I could. Well, basically, I have my music mostly put together like on approximately 16 gig thumb drives.
Yeah.
And it's just basically this one particular system. I just wondered if there was anything I could do to...
Well, to prove it out, you got to do a little testing. So if you go ahead and take one of your drives and copy the contents to the local hard drive and see if it stutters, then you've answered your question. It's not your thumb drive. It's the machine.
Right.
There's no way to figure it out without trying to do a little bit of testing to see if you have a performance issue.
Well, if it plays fine on the local hard drive also, it could be that it's the USB port.
Right. A slow port.
See, if the port is white, it's typically USB 1. If it's black, it's typically USB 2. And if it's blue, it's typically USB 3.
Okay.
And they're fast. They go up in speed as far as how fast they move data.
Right. Yeah, I can. I didn't think about checking that. I can definitely check that. I'm thinking it's probably this one particular system. We basically use it outside around the pool area.
Yep.
And I like to just have stuff put together and just let it go for hours. You know.
Nice.
But occasionally, and sometimes it's very occasionally, and it seems to be completely random where you get a little bit of a stutter in the music.
Yeah, it could be. It could also be an update happening on the darn computer. Something in the background of the machine is saying, "I got to update this now," or my antivirus has to run," or something silly like that.
Basically, this isn't a computer. It's just like an outside or like a system. You know, like a PA type system.
Oh, it's not a computer.
No, it isn't. And so I'm just wondering if this particular system is. You know, like the processor in this system just isn't quite
gotcha. Well, take a look at the interface. Is it white, black, or blue?
Okay.
And see if you could improve it there. But otherwise, you're stuck. You can't even. There's no operating system then, right?
Right. Well, I just wonder if there was anything that I could do to reduce the. You know, anything.
Well, get it.
You know,
yeah.
Using a smaller. Drive, or I mean, a smaller thumb drive, or using a
no, you can get a better thumb drive. So, is your thumb drive a USB 3 capable drive, or is it only one of the older ones?
I think USB 2. I don't think I have a computer that has a USB 3.
Okay,
on it at the moment, but
So again, maximize that connectivity between the device, if it's a USB 2 capable device, and your USB 2 capable thumb drive. Otherwise, there's not a whole lot more you can do other than the system is just choking on whatever you're sending it for whatever reason off the thumb drive. You can also try a hard drive.
I will check the colors, though. I didn't. And then, you know, possibly for optimum performance, match the colors. Yeah. Okay.
All right. That's all I can think of, Kyle.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
When he said system, I thought he was talking about a computer.
I also got a link here to the best USB drives for music.
Oh, good.
So we can put that out, too.
Yeah, because they'll perform differently. It was funny. I was at a meeting yesterday afternoon for a client, and they were talking about a server. And so, of course, they used the term server, and I assumed they meant a Windows domain-style server. Well, it turns out it was a Windows 10 computer they called a server. That's a whole different can of worms. So it's all a matter of, you know, the terms you're using are pretty important when it comes down to trying to troubleshoot or figure out what the heck you're talking about. I'll try to take another call before we'll go to break. Hopefully Matt won't get mad at me. We're going to go to Joe in Hartford. Hey, Joe.
Hello.
What's up?
Yeah.
Yeah, what can I do for you, sir?
Yeah, is this Joe?
You're Joe. I'm Eric.
Hey, thanks, man. I got a problem. I lost the instruction manual, and some other kids got the wires. I can't hook this up. Can you give me the instruction manual?
For what type of?
It's a Symphony. iSymphony, they call it, 19-inch HD LCD television with LED backlight, and it has Wi-Fi capabilities. I'll give you the spec, the exact model number and stuff.
Yeah.
Let me see here. LED.
Yep.
I.
Mm-hmm.
9.
Mm-hmm.
I.
Yeah.
H. Mm-hmm. 50. And it has the Sony wireless LAN built into it.
Okay. Yep, I see.
For
there's
the blue. Blu-ray disc, okay. And the model number on that is B as in Bravo, D as in Door, P as in Paul, dash, S as in Sam, 3100.
So you're trying to get the Blu-ray player to play on your screen?
Well, it's a system. It works together.
Okay.
But I don't have any of the wires. I don't have any instruction manuals, but I do know that it's Wi-Fi capabilities, wireless LAN.
Right, so you got to make sure you get into the configuration. So we'll try to find the manual for the device there.
I bought this used from these people, and they were using it. They were getting the internet on it, and then when they weren't getting the internet, they were watching,
Blu-ray or what have you.
Yeah.
Sure.
So how does that hook up wirelessly? You got to configure that in with the computer, or?
No. Well, you have to have a wireless network in your home broadcasting. Do you have that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that the only way to get that?
Generally, you need to have your own service, so you're broadcasting an SSID, so that phones or wireless devices can connect to it.
If you have the internet in your house, you could you do it that way?
Because
I could take it from location to location.
That's what I'm assuming you have. Yeah, I'm assuming you have some sort of wireless access point or router in your home that's broadcasting.
Router, yeah.
Is it a Frontier router? Okay, so the Frontier router must have a Wi-Fi signal that you're logging into in your phone and stuff, correct?
Because I get the internet.
All right.
And
so
I can go online.
Yeah. So then, if you have an SSID that says Rick from Hebron's SSID, you will want to go into the manual that we're going to post here for you that we think is close enough for you to then edit the settings on the device where you have to configure its Wi-Fi card so you can get online. We've got a 55 we put up there rather than the 50, but it's close. It might be close enough for you to follow the instructions. And you got to tell the network card what your SSID is, what your password is, and then get it online.
So I've done it before with a wireless printer.
Yeah, same idea.
I got that to work.
Same idea.
So I should be able to get this to work.
Yeah. We'll put the link up for the manual, now, the closest
tell,
one we
tell
found.
Tell me about this wireless card. I thought that, does that work?
It's inside the computer. It's inside your Sony device, I think. It's inside your
Just like the wireless printer is, right.
Correct.
Right.
If it is. I mean, you assume it's there because they told you it was.
Yeah, they were using it.
Yeah.
That's why I bought it from them.
Yeah. Or there could be a wired connection in the back.
But I don't know what they did with the I don't know what they did with the wires, though. I'm sorry. What did you say? It could be a...
Look at the back. There could be a wired connection. It looks like a...
yeah, there's a wire connection, too.
Big cat.
For the electricity, you know.
It could also look like a Cat 5 connection, which looks like a phone connection. But we'll put the link here for you, Rick.
Okay.
You know, try to read the manual. You'll have to at least go from there.
I don't have the manual. I don't have anything.
No, we're going to put a link. Wires. We're putting a link for you. At computertalkwithtab.com. We're going to put a link up there for you, Rick.
Okay, so that's what I go online. That's what I put in, computertalkwithtab.
Yeah, exactly. The name of the show.com.
Okay, thank you.
Go to the links area.
Thanks, man.
And you got it, Rick.
God bless you guys.
Our pleasure. Good luck with it. Sometimes when you get that free something like that without a manual, you find yourself kind of stuck. So we'll hope Rick's all set. We're going to take a quick break, get back to more of your calls. We're here till 11 o'clock. Dr. Alessi's in the green room with getting ready with Healthy Rounds. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice, but we'll be right back. And we are back. I wasn't sure if it was the Disturbed version or if this is the old classic Phil Collins version. Try having that conversation with your kid. And they listen to it on Disturbed, like, oh, this is a great song by Disturbed. I'm like, this was a Phil Collins tune making fun of President Reagan. And then the wall came down. So let's go to your calls. We're going to go to Rick in Hebron. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hi, Rick, can you hear me okay?
We can, yes.
All right. Had a question for you. I wondered if you could help me out.
All right.
I'm trying to transfer photos, have a lot of photos, over to a 2 terabyte Western Digital external drive. I'm trying to do this from my iMac that's about 4 years old, my desktop.
Okay.
And I'm encountering is I just can't find a good way to bring them over. You know, I have them all in iPhotos and nice folders.
Yep.
Named or albums, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
And when I try to bring anything over, not only does it not bring over folders, but it changes the dates on everything. It'll have pictures. You know, I'll have 1,000 pictures from 2013 that'll say I transferred them 20 minutes ago.
Right. So
do you have any idea how to do this? I'm just using this as a third way to save those precious photos of the grandkids.
Right. I hear you. I can tell you with PC tools, right, Bob? You can do X copies and certain copies with certain switches that'll preserve the date stamps.
Yeah, typically you can do a cut and paste versus a copy and paste too.
But it's not going to preserve the date stamp. It's going to give you a new date stamp.
Well,
we want to preserve the date stamp of the actual picture so that Rick, you're looking it up by date, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Apple, I'm not exactly sure of the command, but I bet you there is a way to transfer files where it preserves the date stamp of the photos so that you can look it up by the time of the year that the photo was taken. That's how you're obviously cataloging them, correct?
Right. Yeah. Because you know you can buy these Western Digital external drives for Windows, and mine is formatted for Mac.
Yeah, yeah. Your key is your transfer. You know. So there are definitely ways to do it within the Windows world. Within the Mac world, there must be a transfer utility. A low-level transfer utility that allowed you to do a copy of some sort and preserve the date stamps with switches. I don't know what the syntax is because I'm not an Apple guy. However, Bob has maybe possibly found it for you. You got that, Bob?
Okay.
Well, it says I do.
So let's take a peek here. We're going to go to a link that Bob just shared with me over here. Da-da-da-da. Oh, yeah, yeah. How to copy a folder and preserve the date-added metadata.
Terrific.
So this has to do with Apple, and we can give you that information
on your website.
Yeah, it'll be there at computertalkwithtab.com, and it'll give you the information as to how to do that.
That's great.
Yeah, and I know one of our Mike G's an Apple user. I'm sure he's listening to this conversation, and he might know of a way to do it as well within Apple. But off the top of our heads, we don't. But there are many other methods within Windows to do it.
Right.
Right.
But unfortunately, we don't know it through Apple. But we'll put this link in. Maybe this will be helpful.
I'll look for that link. Thanks so much.
Our pleasure. Good luck, Rick.
Enjoy the show. Fantastic.
Thanks. Thanks. Our pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we'll put that up there for you. That is kind of annoying if you do a copy and a paste, and all the date stamps are when you are now going to show up on the new target with the current date and time of when you actually made the copy. So feel free to get online. We have a few minutes left here at the top of the hour. 1-800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. I'm going to give you a couple other news articles as we wait for your calls. Facebook again. Now, we've already heard recently that Facebook, according to a New York Times article, was sharing our data with phone manufacturers, including Chinese manufacturers. So we've always wondered how the heck Facebook was making money early on, right? We understand now how they're doing it. We're all the commodity, and they're selling our lives to the highest dollar to advertisers. But early on, we were figuring out, what the heck are they doing to make money? We couldn't figure it out. Well, it turns out they were having all these deals with Apple and Huawei and Chinese companies and American companies that sell the devices, and they were giving all of our information. They say they weren't, but they were, according to the New York Times. I assume it's not fake news. It could be fake. Who knows? Let's assume it's not fake.
Yeah, but they're hiring fake news fact checkers.
They are hiring fake. But in this story, the ding-a-lings at Facebook also had another huge privacy goof that made 14 million users' data readable to anyone. So you thought your post was private, but it was public and able to be viewed by an unlimited number of contacts. So Facebook disclosed a new privacy blunder on Thursday that it said that the site accidentally made posts of 14 million users public, even though they designated the post to be shared with only a limited number of contacts. Again, you can't trust these big cloud-based companies to take care of our data. And they're going to sell it to the highest bidder, man. So we'll put a link up for you. So if you're still using Facebook, understand they're going to know everything about you. They're going to know what kind of food you take pictures of and who your friends are and who your friends' friends are. And I don't know, whatever they're going on, Facebook is selling it to the highest bidder. And they say they care about your data, but they really don't. We got Kate in West Hartford with a question. Hey, Kate.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, only a few minutes left. Go ahead.
Okay. I heard part of your comment about the FBI warning.
Yes.
What was the full purpose behind that? What are
There's a hack that's occurring on our routers that you need to stop. And if you reboot your router, that should stop it. If it doesn't, they also are now saying that you may need to factory reset your home router. And we have a link to the story to see if your router is affected. But for more information, but basically the FBI is trying to head off this attack that's occurring. 500,000 routers have been impacted.
Wow.
Yep.
Now I have a Frontier router. It's a Wi-Fi and router combined.
That's okay. That's part of Frontier system.
Yep.
That shouldn't be impacted. You can simply reboot it if you want to be sure, but that should not be part of the list.
Okay.
Wonderful. All right.
Thank you so much.
All right, Kate. Good luck. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. I want to thank all of you guys for joining us on this lovely Saturday morning. Thank you, Matt, for producing. Thank you, Mike G., for posting everything live to our Computer Talk with Tab website, our Facebook site. Mark Zuckerberg deems it worthy. And, of course, if you follow us on Twitter at Tab Computer Sys, it'll get there. Stick around. Dr. Alessi's up next with a second opinion on your health advice.
See you next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.